Today, we're going to kick off the business news by talking about Jeff Bezos and his yacht. It's the business news headlines for Monday, the 10th day of May. Thanks, as always, for being with us, everybody. In other business news, the markets opened up the week down, and we'll share why. Oil ended the day a bit higher as investors consider the cyber attack on a major pipeline. Chicago Fed president says the underwhelming jobs report was a one-month thing. We've got a look inside that same jobs report a little bit later on. We've got the Wall Street Report, and the new Ford F-150 Lightning is to debut next week. And what about the Golden Globes and television? We'll tell you. Let's go.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Thanks for being with us again today. Well, Jeff Bezos will soon be the owner of a $500 million superyacht that he purchased 2 years ago and whose construction is nearing completion. Bloomberg is reporting the yacht is 417 feet long, includes several decks, and will also come with, get this, its own support yacht, complete with a helipad. In other words, this yacht, among the largest ever built in the Netherlands, comes with its own yacht. Bezos is just one billionaire among many to recently splurge on a superyacht. Steven Spielberg is reportedly trading in his modest $158 million yacht for one from the same company currently manufacturing Bezos. And overall, the market's been roaring. That's what a superyacht appraisal told Bloomberg, and even and especially during the pandemic. With galas canceled and land borders closed, yachting suddenly seemed like the best option for private, socially distanced leisure and a good way to escape from the prying eyes of the public that might look askance at wealthy overindulgence during difficult times. And it does help that the rich only got richer over the past year. While people struggled to pay rent and feed their families, billionaires' wealth increased by 54% between March 18 of 2020 and March 18 of this year. In fact, Bezos' net worth skyrocketed from $113 billion to $178 billion. So a $500 million yacht and mini-yacht combo, plus an estimated $50 million a year in operating costs, is no more than a drop in the bucket. We thought you'd like to know. On Friday, we saw the Dow hit a new record, and today, the 30 industrials started out doing well as the tech sell-off continued to plague the NASDAQ. But in the end, tech took down the Dow, the S&P 500, and yes, the NASDAQ. I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. Over the weekend, a cyber attack shut down a major pipeline that sends gasoline into the Northeast. MarketWatch is reporting that oil futures were up several pennies today following the Colonial Pipeline attack. The company operates a 5,500-mile system that transports fuel from Gulf Coast refineries over to the East Coast. The pipeline remains closed as of today, and Colonial said they're working on reopening the system, but not until later in the week. The big unknown is how long the shutdown will last, but clearly, the longer it goes on, the more bullish it will be for refined product prices. West Texas Intermediate crude for June delivery rose by just 2 cents today to settle at $64.92 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Today, Chicago Fed President Charles Evans says that he expects the labor market to continue to expand at a healthy pace for the rest of the year, despite the weaker-than-expected job gains in April. In a Monday morning interview with CNBC, Evans blamed the poor reading on sectors that he said are experiencing growth pains and also trouble with job matching and lack of childcare. Evans told CNBC, quote, "I'm looking for continued strong employment growth over the rest of the year," end quote. He He went on to say that he thinks the April report is just a one-month-of-a-kind thing and that the country will get better employment numbers moving forward. Stay tuned. You know, as long as we're talking about that jobs report from Friday, let's take a look inside the numbers. MarketWatch is reporting that what we're seeing are two very different sides of the employment picture here in the United States. First, let's look at working women. The economy hit hardest in female-dominated industries. While many other mothers have continued working essential jobs in difficult conditions, on farms and in factories, in grocery stores and restaurants, in laboratories and hospitals, and in so many other places on the front lines. But in April alone, some 165,000 women aged 20 and above simply dropped out of the labor force. The report on Friday also revealed a stark divide among workers both in their ability to get jobs and hang on to them during the pandemic. While millions of people were laid off last year, many white-collar workers were able to work from home. The Labor Department said just 18.3% of employed people were teleworking in April. That was down from 21% in March. For all of the analysis devoted to working from home and maintaining a work-life balance, it is an option that we all need to recognize is open to precious few workers. Another sign of two Americas, black unemployment rate, that rose slightly to 9.7% versus 5.3% for whites. That really means that black workers are the only racial and ethnic group as a whole to experience worsening metrics. Another issue is the plight of temporary workers. As shops and restaurants reopened, it looks as if a lot of delivery and temporary help services jobs simply vanished. In other words, we are still a long way from full employment. And this week, on Wednesday, we'll be getting U.S. consumer prices, and then on Friday, we'll get numbers for retail sales and industrial production. So, two words once again? Yeah. Stay tuned. As we said earlier, stocks finished lower today, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ tumbled by 2.5% on renewed anxiety over the prospects of higher inflation. The Dow fell by 34 points to 34,742 after establishing an all-time intraday high during the session. The S&P 500 dropped by 44 points to end the trade at 4188, and the NASDAQ sank as surging commodity prices had traders again concerned about rising inflation. The NASDAQ ended the trade down by 350 points to close at 13,401. With the first quarter earnings season drawing to a close and the lull of summer months just a few weeks away, Wall Street will be bracing for the typical headwinds stock markets face between May and October. But many analysts believe the coming months might be atypical as the U.S. recovers from the worst of the coronavirus pandemic and the Fed continues its full-throated economic support. You know, what was unheard of just a couple of years ago will become reality next week as the Ford Motor Company takes the wraps off of its all-electric F-150 tagged the Ford Lightning. Now, companies like Tesla and Rivian have already unveiled electric pickups, but this is the Ford F-150. This is big time. Ford's F-150 series has been the best-selling truck in America for 44 years. Ford has offered few details about the truck, which it will unveil on the evening of May 19. A short preview video showed the truck's front lights, which include a long bar of bright lights running between the tops of the headlights. Long before unveiling the electric F-150, Ford had already started boasting of the vehicle's outsized strength. In July of 2019, the automaker released a video of an electric F-150 pulling a freight train weighing 1.2 million pounds. While we still don't know what the real production model's towing and hauling capabilities will be, electric motors powered by strong lithium-ion batteries can have immense power. And finally, there is this. The Golden Globes will not air on NBC in 2022 after it recently came under fire from some in the film industry, including Netflix and Amazon, over its perceived lack of diversity. None of its 87 judge journalists were black, reported the Los Angeles Times, and it also faces allegations of numerous ethical lapses. Critics claim the Hollywood Foreign Press Association's attempts reform failed, and many have lost confidence with the insular nonprofit group whose choices are considered to impact Oscar nominations. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing, Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.